Sanhedrin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, 1-6. And the last of the Perek, and here we're going to talk about the numbers, how we got those numbers in terms of 23 and 71 for the Sanhedrin. So, first of all, just again, the word Sanhedrin is really a Greek word. It means something like a bezdin or like a conclave of sages. So it's been appropriated into the Hebrew language from the Greek. And we have Sanhedrin Gadola, and then you have the Sanhedrin Katana, the greater and the lesser. We said before already that the greater Sanhedrin is 71, and that's only one of them. It sits in the Lishkas HaGazus, the chamber of hewn stone over there in the temple complex. And then you have really in every city and these regional courts as well, for each shevet of 23, Sanhedrin Katana, specifically for capital cases. And then in addition, there are actually two more 23 men Sanhedrins, which were actually sort of superior courts where the other smaller batadin would turn to before they go to the Sanhedrin Gadol to get their questions answered. So one sat, the lower of the two, if you will, sat at the entrance to the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, and then another one, the second one, the superior one, if you will, where they would also go to if they didn't have answers, would sit at the entrance to the Azara, and then the entrance to the temple courtyard. Then within the courtyard itself, really, you have this Lishkas HaGazus for 71. So the question is, where do you get these numbers from? How does this work? So the Mishnah says, Sanhedrin Gadola Haisa Shel Shivim Ve'echad, says the first opinion, the Tanakhama and the Halacha, the great Sanhedrin had 71 Dayanim, Ukatana Shel Esrim Ushlosha, and the lesser had 23. Umanai the Gadola Shehi Shel Shivim Ve'echad, how do you know that from scripture? Where's the psukim to tell you that this number of 71? Shenem, as the pasuk says, this is a pasuk that really in Parshas Balosecha, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, "Es fali shivim ish mezikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Israel." So you see here, Hashem wanted 70. Now, in addition, of course, but according to this Tana, you have Moshe also. So it's Moshe al Gabei, and Moshe presided with them, so you have 70 plus 1 for 71, and therefore Rei Shivim Ve'echad, you get to 71. Now Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shivim, Rabbi Yehuda says you only have 70, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu himself isn't included in the Sanhedrin, or whatever you call that, the 70 person of the 70 Zakenim. So Rabbi Yehuda says 70 total, the fact that that would be a Bezin Shakol, okay, so he says, listen, Hashem said, so Hashem said, the Sukkim specifies 70, so then you don't need to have an odd number. Okay, but anyways, Halacha is like the Tanakhama. It's 71. The Nasi, the 71st person, presides with the Sanhedrin as well. Okay, that's the big one. Now, Umanayin leKatana Shishel Esrim Ushlosha. How do you get the number 23? Who said? So this is a little bit involved. Here we go. First of all, Shneamar, one pasuk says Vishaftu Aeda. One pasuk says that the Dayanim will. The Eda, I'll translate as community for a moment, the community will judge them. And also another pasuk says, Vihitzilu ha'eda, and the community will save them. So understand here that there has to be two separate Eidos, like one Eda worth of judges who can do the judging. That's called the Eda Shofetes, that's to be find guilty, to machayev. And then you have the Eda Matelis, a second Eda required, that's going to be mezaka, that's going to be finding favor. So that adds up to harekan esrim, that adds up to 20, because each eda is considered to be 10 men. So you have 10 men that are going to be finding guilty and 10 men to find innocent, you need at a minimum. Now, umenayin le'eda shi'asara, who said that eda indicates 10 people for the community? Shneamar, that's based on the psukim that are referring to Hashem when he's talking about the meraglim, the spies went out of to spy out Israel. So there were, of course, 12 total who were sent, but two of them, Yehoshua and Kalev, came back good. The other 10 came back not good. And Hashem says, Ad Masai la Eda Hara Hazos. Hashem says, how long do I have to deal with this Eda Ra'a, this bad community? So you see, Eda here is referring to 10 men, because there were 10 Meraglim who were at Ra. Yatsu Yehoshua v'Kalev. You don't count Yehoshua and Kalev in the those of the 12 are excluded, left leaving you with 10. Okay, so that tells you here, so far we've established Eda means 10. We need to have an Eda to be Shofet and an Eda to be Matzil. That gives you a total of 20. So says the Mishnah, good, that's 20, but we're not past 20 yet. Umanayin lahavi od shlosha, where do the extra 3 come from? to get to 23. So it says, Memashma Shenemar, we can deduce it from what it says, because the Pasuk says, Lo siha achre rabim l'raos. It says, don't go after the majority to do bad. Now, the diuk is, you would go after the majority to do good, meaning if you have a simple majority of judges who find favor, that would exonerate, that would make the accused murderer innocent. He could go away. So, but that's if it's l'tova. But if it's l'ra'a, if it's found guilty, then you can't use the simple one-person majority. So, shemeya ani she'eya imahin l'tova. So, I could deduce, says the Mishnah, that I could go after the simple majority to for tova, for good, to find innocent. But I'm saying there's a difference. You're not allowed to go with the simple majority for the sake of finding guilty. Imkein lama ne'amar acher rabim lahatos. So one second. That tells me already that we know there's you're supposed to go with the rabim, the simple majority, for the sake of good, but not for bad. So what does the Mishnah then say afterwards? Acher rabim lahatos. In the pasuk which says you shouldn't go after the rabim l'raos, you should go after the rabim l'hatos, that tells you what? That there must be a second kind of majority, like a supermajority, which is required when you're finding someone guilty. So, as the Mishnah says here, lo k'hatayascha l'tova hatayascha l'ra'a. The majority you need to tip the scales in favor of innocence, l'tova, is not the same majority you need to tip the scales to ra, to guilt. So, says the Mishnah, Hatayascha l'tova al pi echad. If you have a simple majority, meaning one more person says innocent than guilty, good, that tips the scales to innocence, and we would let the guy off the hook. Hatayascha l'ra'a, but if you're going to find someone guilty, so then al pi shnai, you need to have a two-person supermajority, means you have to have two more of saying guilty than the number of saying innocent. Now, don't lose track. We already said you need to have two eidos, one for shofet to find guilty, and one to be matil to find innocent. So if you need 10, well, that's an eidah, if you need 10 to find innocent, and you need to have at least two more than that to find guilty, because you need to have the supermajority, so that means that gets you to 22, right? 12 plus 10 is 22. But says the Mishnah, ve'ein bezdin shakel. The thing is, you can't have an even number of dayanim on the bezin, so 22 won't work, and therefore, mosifin lein od echad, you add one more. So now we're at 23 dayanim on the bezin. Just to speak it out, if you're running the numbers in your fingers and toes, you'll see still, you can't, with an odd number 23, you could get 11 against 12, that could find innocent, but it can't find guilty. To find guilty, you'd actually end up having to need 10 against 13, right? Tachas need a 13-person majority, as it happens. So Reikon Esu Mishlosha, that's how you get to a total of 23. And that's the complex, but the scriptural source for the number of 23 Dayanam. Now, the Mishnah is done with that topic, but has one more topic it wants to discuss, which is V'kamihei ir v'sei ru'uyah l'Sanhedrin. We have a mitzvah from the Torah, it's a d'oraisa that every city needs to have, or every town needs to have a bezdin, in addition to the regional courts, the ones in Yerushalayim. So the question is, an ear, I'll translate it as a town here, how many people do they need to be to constitute a town? So we have two opinions here of what kind of town we need. The first opinion, Tana Kama, says, Me'eva Esrim, 120. And I will tell you where that number comes from. It's elaborate again. We have a list of like the minimum number of people you need to do all the jobs for like a minimally functioning halachic city. That number is 120. So that means if you have fewer than 120 people, you can't fulfill all the halachically required jobs of like a city, and therefore it doesn't get off the ground for requiring a bezin of 23. We'll just get a bezin of 3. So how do you get to 120? So first of all, you have the Sanhedrin Katana itself. You need 23 of the members would be sitting on the Sanhedrin. So that's 23. Now there's a separate rule that we need to have like substitutes, the Malei Makom, like Malei Makom are the substitutes, who are the understudies, who would be sort of learning how to be Dayanim and taking the place of a Dayanim if and when they become incapacitated and can't serve anymore. So you have to have three rows of substitutes, meaning for the 23, you need to have three times that number in substitutes. So 3 times 23 is 69. So you need 69 substitute Dayanim, you know, Dayanim in training. So 23 plus 69 gives you to 92. They need to have two people who essentially are Sophrae Dayanam, I'll call those stenographers. They're basically writing down the arguments to find. One writes for the arguments to find innocent, and one writes the arguments to find guilty. So that's two more. That brings us to 94. They needed to have two shotrim. They're essentially your bailiffs. They're going to, you know, ensure that dinim are carried out and everything is, there's law and order in the courtroom and around the invitations to court and the like. So that's two more bailiffs, shotrim. That gets you to 96. Now, if you're going to have a court case that's going to need to have adjudication, you need to have two balei din, two litigants, okay, a minimum. So therefore, you have two more, that brings you to 98. And then you need to have whoever's going to prove their case, and a minimum needs to have two witnesses. So they need to have two more witnesses. So that brings us to 100. Now, there's a rule that you can't give edus unless you have two people to be for hazama. Edus is not acceptable unless that subject is eligible to be contradicted through hazama. Again, hazama declaring that the witnesses themselves, original witnesses, are lying because they weren't at the time and place that they said they were. So that's the two. You have two mezimin to make them enozomin. That gets you to 102. But then those witnesses, the mezimin, also need to be subject to hazama. So you need two more for that. Two more mezimin for the mezimin. So that gets you to 104. Now, in addition to 104, every good Jewish town needs to have a, that's like, besides the court forum, the bezdin itself, they need to have like a functioning, I'll call it a functioning shul for lack of a better term. So how do they have always people there to make sure there's a minyan for Shachris Mincha Marav? They had to have asara batlanim, 10 kolol guys effectively, who were sitting in the shul learning and always available to help make a minyan when the minyan was supposed to be made. That way Hashem wouldn't, so to speak, show up and no one be there for the minyan. So you need to have asara batlanim for a halachic city. So 10 more from 104, it brings us to 114. Now you got to have two gabai tzedakah. Two people have to collect tzedakah. You can't do it by yourself because of tzrara. We don't have any appearance of misbehavior. So it's two more. That's back in Mishnah and Peah. That brings us to 116. Now, when they're distributing the tzedakah, you can't just have two. You need a third because they're kind of functioning as like a bezdin, deciding who needs what. So that's one more person in the tzedakah gabbai group to bring us to one more, to 117. Now, every city needs a rofe. I'll call it a doctor, a healer. That's 118. And every city needs a sofer, a scribe, like kind of like a lawyer who's going to write down legal documents and the like, your Sefer Torah and all the rest of it. So that gets you to 119. And then you need to have a malamed beis rabban, a school teacher for the children. So that brings you to 120. So that's the calculus for how you get to 120 people as the minimum functioning halachic city. And that's the city that needs to have a bezin of 23. Okay, fine. Rabbi Nechemya Omer Masayim Ushloshim Keneged Sari Asaros. He has a different kind of thought altogether. He says the city needs to have a total of 230 men. Why? Because if you recall back when they were allocating, you know, authority, the hierarchy back in the Chumash Shemos, we said that there were like up to Sari Asaros, there are people in charge of 10. So the point is, if you're going to have 23 Dayanim, they need to be in charge of a total of 10 times that amount. I mean, they're one of the 10 of each group of 10. But the point is 23 times 10, because they're the leaders of 10, gives you to 230. So the point is 230 people is the minimum amount of people, says Rav Nechemya, for a city to be obligated to establish a Sanhedrin, Katana. And his halacha is like the Tana Kama, 120 people, men, fulfilling all those roles already brings you to the obligation of a Sanhedrin. And with that, we finish Be'ez Hashem, the first parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and onwards and upwards of Be'ez Hashem.